is righteous in all his ways and faithful in all he does. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. I love that. Psalm 145, verses 17 and 18. Well, hello there, friend. Welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. So good to fellowship with you. I pray that you're having yourself a great weekend. I'll tell you what, there's just something special about Sundays. I'll tell you, I just can't explain it. There's just something special about it. It certainly is the Lord's Day. Friend, if you're not too familiar with the program, Sunday Worship focuses on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. That's right. We lift up the name of Jesus. We saturate this program within the Word of God. So we got some great God-honoring music on the way, including this one from the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, I Adore You.
For me, and through your love, I have been set free. Now I am not the same. You took my sin and shame. Forever I will bless your holy name.
We are magnifying and lifting up the King of Kings today. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. Hey, when you have some time, maybe today or this week, be sure to like us on Facebook. Yep, Sunday Worship Radio. Love to connect with you right there on Facebook. Again, it's Sunday Worship Radio right there on Facebook. Jesus said in Matthew 11:29, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." You know what, friend? A funny thing happens when researchers take little kids to a huge open field with lots of room to play. They are hesitant and unsure of themselves. But when given a fenced-in area to enjoy, they relax and play without a care in the world. What's the difference? Boundaries. See, when we know where the boundaries are in life, what the rules are, we are more confident and less fearful. Boundaries allow us to relate, friend, to the world. You know, the Bible contains God's boundaries, the areas within which we can do with what we were created to do. So I encourage you today, take some time to get to know God's boundaries, knowing that they were placed there for your protection and good. Listening to Sunday Worship.
Come, let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Let us worship and bow. us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker. He is our God. He is our God. We are the people of His pasture. He is our God. He is our God. We are the sheep of His hand. Come, let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker.
Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. Fred, my name is Joey. How's your weekend coming along? I'll tell you what, there's just something special about the weekends. They really are special, aren't they? You know, yesterday my wife and I are preparing to get some new floors in our living room and our hallway. So we kind of pulled up the old carpet and moved a lot of the furniture. And you realize when you do a lot of moving and all that stuff, you realize you got a lot of junk. So that's what we realized officially yesterday. Acts chapter 2, verse 17 says, "And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams." You know, almost everyone has heard the speech of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. back in 1963. In that speech, he declared over and over, "I have a dream." I'll tell you what, sadly, his dream became a nightmare when his life was cut way too short. You know, friend, when dreams are cut short, we're faced with two choices: retreat into disappointment and despair, or rise up and dream again. Friend, any dream worth dreaming once is worth dreaming 2, 3, or 100 times. Biblical prophets dream big dreams, and so can you. So keep dreaming and keep listening for God's voice and calling on your life. Know that He has good plans for you, and He is able to make your dreams come true.
When you've prayed every prayer that you know how to pray, just remember the Lord will hear, and the answer is on its way. Our God is able. He is mighty, He is faithful, and He never sleeps. So rest in his love and cast all of your cares on him. Do you feel that the Lord has forgotten your need? Just remember that God is always working in ways you cannot see.
That's right.
Our God is able, He is mighty, He is faithful, and He never sleeps, He never slumbers, He never tires of hearing our prayer. When we are weak, He becomes stronger. So rest in His love and cast all of your cares on Him.
The Bible tells us to cast all of our cares on Him because He cares for us. My friend, this is more than a promise. It's a command. So be at rest, because today God is working in ways that you cannot see. He never sleeps. He never slumbers. Sing it.
He never sleeps. He never slumbers.
He never tires.
He never tires of hearing our prayer. When we are weak, He becomes stronger.
So rest in His love and cast all of your cares on Him.
He never sleeps.
He never sleeps.
He never slumbers.
He never tires.
He never tires
of hearing our prayer.
When we are weak, He becomes stronger.
So rest in His love and cast all of your cares. So rest in His love and cast all of your cares. So rest in His love and cast all of your cares on Him.
Luke 15:7 says, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance. You know, a friend, who doesn't like a good party? I mean, cities celebrate their sports teams, families celebrate a grandfather turning 100, individuals celebrate losing those 10 extra pounds, praise the Lord. Those are some great reasons to celebrate, right? But have you ever been invited to a party? Think about this, for a person who apologized for doing something wrong. You know, there's a story in God's Word of a giant party held for a young man who decided to start living a better life. You know, Jesus told that story to show the kinds of things that God celebrates. Maybe no one's ever thrown a party for you when you turned over a new leaf. But I'm sure God did. He rejoices, friend, in your victories, both large and small. When we turn our lives toward Him, we bring Him joy. So have you given Him a reason to celebrate today?
We stand and lift up our hands, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down.
With
Listening to Sunday Worship. music from Twyla Paris, and we will glorify. Friend, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. It's Joey with you. Yeah, if you have a maybe upcoming song request, if there's a question, comment, prayer request, or you just want to say hello, I'd love to hear from you. My email is joey@greatnewsradio.org. That's J-O-E-Y at GreatNewsRadio.org. I'd love to hear from you. Don't forget, there is still room for you to let us know that you want to join us, link arms with this radio ministry, and partner with us in the 2020 challenge. You know, as we head into our 20th year of broadcasting, we're looking for friends to sign up with a gift of $20 a month for the next 20 months. You kind of see the play on the word 20 there, 20 years, 2020 challenge. Yeah, you can sign up by visiting our website, greatnewsradio.org. Click on the 2020 challenge banner right there, and you'll get a nice little redirect there to sign up and take the challenge. And all funds raised will go back into the ministry so that we can continue to bring you the quality programming that you enjoy each and every day, but also continue to spread the seed of the gospel and continue to let people know that Jesus loves them and he's got a wonderful plan for them. So consider joining the 2020 Challenge today. Again, that's greatnewsradio.org, and click on the 2020 Challenge banner. Well, coming up tomorrow, it's going to be the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. But in the meantime, friend, remember that you are salt, you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.